Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 813. This is your host, Danny. Joining me this week, I'm going to have my brother, Nano. We had a 30-minute roundtable discussion all about Tetris Effect, past Tetris games, and why this game is so special. Make sure to check it out. It's a dope, dope roundtable discussion. So this is going to be our last episode, and we'll be back after Thanksgiving. This is going to be our first vacation for this year. So I hope you enjoy this episode, and we'll be right back after this.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Joining me right now for this episode, for this special segment, is my brother, Nano. Nano, what's up, man?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
I'm riding a high right now, man. I'm still, it was Fantasy Sunday, and I was down.
How's your team doing, man?
Good. I just got first place for my entire league with today's week 10 win,
That's good.
I'm feeling good. And it was a come from behind win that I needed very badly, and everything fell in my place.
Dope, right spot. Before I mention what I want us to talk about, let's go back when, what was your first Tetris game? Your first ever Tetris game?
First game of Tetris I ever played.
Yes.
I would say the Game Boy.
Yeah, that was my first. And then I went back and played the Nintendo version.
I think it was your game that I played. If anything, it was your Game Boy.
Yep.
But the game that I owned was probably like the one on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
That version of Tetris, and I was never a fan of the keyboard, you know?
I did pretty good, man, with the keyboard one. I did really good in that. We were doing, like, battles all the time, like, my family and...
Breaking everybody's high score was, like, the thing to do.
yeah. But this time we're going to talk about Tetris Effect that is out for the... only right now for the PlayStation 4. Boo. I think they have that... I think they have, like, a deal for maybe, like, a year or so, maybe a couple months, and hopefully in the future...
When's the last Tetris game that was console exclusive? What was the last game, or has there ever been one?
You know, I think the last one that I remember was the Nintendo one. I think
there's stuff.
I should rephrase
that a little differently because Nintendo had it for a while.
Yeah, well, there was a game for the Wii that came out. It's called Tetris Party. I remember that one because, dude, I bought every single Tetris game you can think of, man. I even downloaded free ones for the PC.
Yeah, I think I have a pretty good track record with, like, Tetris always getting my money.
The only one that I didn't even bother was the Grandmaster one. I didn't even bother.
That one I didn't play because I've played it. I didn't buy it just because I didn't make an effort to get it because of the people that were playing it and breaking records. I couldn't. There was no way you're going to keep up with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go online and Google Tetris Grandmaster,
it's insane. It's insane.
The people that play are insane.
Yeah, insane. But do me this favor, if you're listening to this podcast, go right now to YouTube and find this awesome, awesome documentary that the gaming historian created a couple months ago. It's about the story of Tetris. Yo, the story about that.
You mentioned that. I got to check it out. Yeah.
It's a must see. Yo, it's so good. So good. And you will learn a lot about the franchise, how it started back then in Russia and stuff. So highly recommended. But let's go back, Nano, and talk about Tetris Effect. So like I said, this game is only for the PlayStation 4. It's not for the Switch, Xbox, PC. It's only for PlayStation 4. Hopefully in the future, this game comes out. Hopefully for the Switch and Xbox, I'll buy the Switch version because this is a game that I would love to take.
I would like this on the Switch as well.
Yeah, it will be freaking.
I want every game to come out on the Switch. Honestly, like if I had one wish, make everything available on the Switch as well, because like I love having anything portable. Like if I could take it on the go, all the better.
So this game is from the same creators of Luminous. Have you played Rez? Child of Eden. Yes. Child of Eden. It's a dope Kinect game. That came out a couple years ago for the 360. Amazing, amazing game. Every time I play those games, especially like Luminous, the music takes you to this like this zone.
The music's good in this game. It flows well. It's responsive to when you play, so it's crazy. You know, it changes the effect and the mood of the game sometimes. But like I'm so used to like whenever I play Tetris games in the past, I kind of have my own soundtrack. So I always have my own music playing or
especially for the original Xbox and 360, you could have your own custom soundtrack there.
Yo, dude, I think I played Little Brother's Minstrel Show.
Yeah,
for my entirety of any game on there.
But I feel like when you play Tetris, I feel like it's super important to have something, a good music or something for us, because I get into the zone that helps me create more lines and better scores, and I don't mess up. If you have like the wrong soundtrack, yo, you'll be all over the place, and you know what I'm saying. But
I think you could play on mute, right?
Yeah, you can. Tetris? But I don't like that, man. I like to be part of the experience, man. Have the music there too, man, playing. But anyways, Tetris Effect is the perfect soundtrack. One, I will say, it has the best soundtrack of the year of any game, any video game. I'm serious. What else is better?
Okay, well,
of 2018. Tell me one soundtrack that you were like, yo, this is dope.
Long pause is no good.
The closest that I could think of, top of the head right now, I like the soundtrack of Far Cry 5. I really like that. I really like Red Dead Redemption soundtrack. Pretty amazing. Spider-Man is up there too. I love Dead Cells soundtrack. But I feel like this is in a different level, man, compared to any other game. Like, music-wise, soundtrack is the best soundtrack that I've played.
It's good, man. I'm making the case for... I don't think it's... Like, I've never been a big fan of, like...
Soundtrack?
For Tetris. I'm talking about Tetris in general, not just games. Soundtracks
I'm talking about soundtrack right now.
Your claim is a little crazy, but...
What? But...
I know. I can't right now. I wasn't prepared for that question, so I have to like dig into my archive of music.
No, I mention that because look, man, when I play Luminous, when I play Child of Eden, like the soundtrack is really good. I'll even mention this, man. DJ Hero, Part One, I think was a better soundtrack than Two. Yeah, man, I put it up there with this, man. Final Fantasy VII, Shenmue. I put this soundtrack with the classics, man. Like, that's how good it is, yo. That's how good it is. I'm not saying it's better. I'm saying, like, if there's, like, a top 20.
You're comparing 10, it to a fully orchestrated?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, I mean,
here's the difference, though. Here's the difference. I know we got to talk more about the game, but I think music soundtrack doesn't have to be, like, a big orchestra. To me, if... the music connects so good with the gameplay, and you feel like you get goosebumps, you get it really into the game because of the music, and the graphics could be crappy. Yo, it's still good, man.
Okay, but in regards to that, it's not just the music that affects you in this game. No pun intended. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's everything. The visuals in this game are they go together with the song. You know, every time you spin a Tetris piece. You get a little sound effect it plays with the song.
Similar to Luminous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not just the music. Yeah. So I wouldn't give all the credit there. Because this game is well-rounded, man.
No, like, but see, I started first with the music. I was going to talk about the game. I wanted us to talk about the music because the music to me was so good.
I know. I'm not agreeing with you saying that it's one of the greatest soundtracks ever.
No. I said
of this year, of 2018.
If you tell me a soundtrack of any game that came out this year better than Tetris Effect, I'll be like, oh, you know what? I'm wrong.
You go. To everybody listening.
Any whoever's listening,
spam him.
Hit me up. Tell me a soundtrack better in 2018, better than Tetris Effect.
We'll leave it up to everybody else then, because I honestly would have to dig, and I have music on my...
I play a lot of freaking games this year, a lot, and I can't think of anything else, man. I think the closest is like maybe Red Dead, Far Cry. The thing I like about Far Cry is, you know, because of the cult leader, you go to their hideout and you hear them singing, and it's part of the soundtrack, and it's like it feels like you're part of the world, man. It's pretty dope. That's what I'm talking about, like, man, like things like that. Playing Tetris Effect, I got goosebumps, like you said, because of the special effects.
Godfrey also cried during The Notebook.
No, I didn't.
He's very sensitive. Music hit him hard. Reminded him of an old moment in his childhood.
No, I didn't. But anyway,
first bite of an Oreo.
So I really enjoying Tetris Effect, man. It's so good, dude.
It's enjoyable. It's fun. Like, I only had a little bit of time with it. When, you know, we played yesterday, and we played a couple games today. There's so many game modes, different challenges for you to beat. The online feature where you get to participate with everybody else and like try and beat that high score and get a collective score.
Yes, that was awesome. Dope. See, we have never seen that in Tetris, and I think that was the problem with a lot of the older Tetris. That I feel like a lot of developers just made a Tetris game and that's it, and they didn't really add anything new into it. And I think this is the first time that I feel like, wow, this Tetris is something new.
As somebody who's purchased almost every Tetris that's come out in the past, I want to say, 15 years, I have a pretty good record of buying my own games.
Same here, man.
Yeah, I think I'm old enough now. Let me do the math. Yeah, I've been buying those games since then, myself with my own money. You know, I'm a huge fan of the series, of the franchise.
Yeah, the franchise.
I'm sorry, yeah, the franchise, and I buy almost every Tetris game for any system that I have. If it's out, I even make the effort to buy the system.
and I tell you why. Because we have hope, like, oh, it's next gen. We might see something new.
It's always been the same thing. It's a very cookie-cutter process because, like, Tetris is Tetris. The formula works. You know what I mean? You can give it to me on anything, and it's going to be the same game, and I want to play it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my Xbox One. I don't want to keep jumping back to my Switch or my DS or whatever the hell I had it before and play that game. I want to have it on my new system. I get it. But you have to give customers new experience, you know?
Like I don't like that half-ass, hey, here's Tetris and
that's
last
it. Tetris, the one on the Switch, the Tetris.
Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Puyo Puyo Tetris. I bought it. My kids, you know, I bought it mainly for them because I was trying to get them into Tetris, and now they are.
I was just desperate for a Tetris game.
Yeah, I haven't had one in a while either.
Yeah, but the game,
that game was disappointing.
It's good.
It was disappointing.
When you play Tetris, it's decent. But when you start mixing Puyo Puyo into like Tetris, I don't like that. And another thing I don't like is the online. I don't know. It's just not the greatest.
Well, most online communities for Tetris fall apart because the game, it lacks, you know, what this game has, like a lot of depth. And a lot of gameplay, like a lot of different game modes that can keep you interacted. What this game doesn't have, which pisses me off, is,
I know you're going to say
battle mode.
We could argue about that. So,
yo, dude, that's a huge feature.
Okay, here's why I don't mind. Two, they might add it later. That's possible too.
Wait.
I know they've done that with Luminous. Like it came out only single player, and then they did an update, and then added battle mode or online mode later. I remember that for the 360. That I remember.
Okay.
So
I don't know. I just don't understand what your case is, what case you can make to not launch with it.
Here's the thing. And this is the number one problem that I have a lot of Tetris games. If the online part is not good, don't release it. What is the point of a game developer releasing an online mode that is half-ass? What is the point of that?
So
a perfect example, okay. Tetris Ultimate.
So you're making the case that they're working on it, they're perfecting it.
You know what? I think it was better. Look, even if they never release a battle mode, let's just say, I'm fine with that. There's leaderboards here that I could just compare with my friends, okay. which I've been doing that a lot. I'm fine with that. That to me is battle. Like, I don't have to do the another thing you mentioned. A few minutes ago.
What's that?
That you go online and you can't find a match. So okay. what is the point of releasing a two-player mode if it's not 100% there, man?
Well, okay, but even if it wasn't online, I don't need it to be online. Local, multiplayer. Why can't we have it?
Like I said,
if there's no reason. Godfrey, there's no reason for it, dude.
Because this game... All right, this game is a PSVR game. It's supposed to be a virtual reality experience.
I get it.
I'm not a VR person. Like, I'm gonna be
honestly, I'm super disappointed we didn't get to try it in VR because
we haven't. But I heard it's crazy that I heard people play better using the VR than playing from the TV. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I don't know if it's true. But every person...
I do want to try. That's the one thing that, like, we're making this review and, like, giving our thoughts on a game that we haven't really played
on its
full potential.
Yes, full potential. But hopefully in the future, maybe soon, maybe this week or soon, we'll play VR.
I'm gonna try very hard to get the VR set.
I'm going based on the actual game. I've been playing the game now for, oh my God, almost a week now. Almost a week. So... I really, really enjoying this game, man. Like, I haven't played a Tetris like this. That's so much fun, man, since the original, man. Since the Game Boy version. That's how much I really, truly love this game. Like, I was thinking, I did research today, right? I was like, okay, let me think of every other Tetris game that I played.
What are your top Tetris games?
My favorite is the Game Boy one. Evolution for the original Xbox.
Okay.
I like that one. I think that's about it. I know there was one of the 360. It was okay. It was kind of disappointing compared to Evolution. But those two games right there, Game Boy, and I know there was a Tetris DX, I think it was.
That's one of my favorites.
That was a really good one too. But that's it. What other... I feel like a lot of those games was kind of similar. This one is... different.
I think the last game that I was like super hooked on, last Tetris game, was Evolution, and that was for the original Xbox. And am I right?
Evolution is original Xbox. It's from THQ.
That was the last game that they got it right. You know what I mean?
Was pretty good.
They had a great online system. It was simple,
four players,
straight to the point.
Yeah, I like
easy to start parties.
Yeah, super dope. Yeah,
good games. You know what I mean? Like, that game did it right.
Ubisoft released a Tetris game, I think like last year, I think it was, or 2 years ago. Wasn't that great. Buggy. People were cheating.
Oh, what was the name of that game? I have it on my Xbox. I played it right now.
I know EA also did one.
The EA one is the one that I have, I think.
It's
the
last whatever.
One. It was the latest Tetris. That one was garbage.
So that's what I'm saying. When I say this has been the best Tetris since the original, it's the freaking truth, man. There's no other Tetris. Maybe close enough is Evolution. I prefer Game Boy version, the original Game Boy version.
I don't know. Maybe I hate just because I can't have it yet. Because I only have an Xbox. I have an Xbox
and
Switch.
A Switch. Yeah.
But I might get a PlayStation soon. Hopefully, I find a good deal on Black Friday.
And here's a perfect example, man, about last night when we were playing. You even thought about buying a PlayStation.
Just to get the game.
Just because of the game.
But Godfrey,
when was the last Tetris game that made you decide, yo, I'm going to buy a console, dude? When was the last... Think about it. When was the last Tetris you were like, I'm buying a console for that Tetris game?
Well, that's not fair because I already owned the console when it came out. So, like...
You know what was the last time
in this situation, I don't have it.
What was the last time for me? Game Boy. Because of Tetris. To me, I bought... I never played the Nintendo version until after I played Game Boy.
I get it. But
that's what I'm saying.
You know, like, how messed up it would be if I buy a PlayStation for Tetris and I didn't buy it for Spider-Man, for like games? Like,
of course. But last night I saw your reaction playing Tetris Effect and you were like, I was like, yo, okay, I see the potential. I was really liking this though.
Yeah, but that's because I'm a huge Tetris fan. Like, with Tetris Evolution, that's the last one I took really serious. And I was super young, you know what I mean? That was a long time ago.
Yeah. This was before you had kids and all that.
Yeah. No, I think I was in high school, dude.
Still high school, yeah.
Yeah, I was 17, around that age, 16, 17.
And you know what? That game has a special...
Like, there's sentimental value there. There's a lot of
because we played
memories.
We played a lot. Like, I wasn't here in Miami.
Yeah, well, that's where we talked most of the time. Yeah, yeah, we were living apart.
We will talk and talk with our friends.
Exactly. So, like, and on top of that, I was on the top leaderboard. Like, I played it so much that I was in the top 10 for months, you know, like, on multiple game types. So I was, like, really serious into Tetris. And I haven't had that joy of playing the game until this one again. I was like, oh, man, this is something new. This is fun. That last Puyo Puyo one, it didn't do it for me, dude.
It was all right.
And you know what? I was actually in the top 10 also for the U.S.
Oh, really? Oh, for Puyo Puyo?
Yeah.
Oh,
I played. I only had it for like 2 days. But in Florida, in my area, I was top 20.
Oh, that's dope.
And I barely played it just because, like, my kids play the Switch all the time. I can't take it away from them as much as I want. Mm-hmm. But I was still, like, I love Tetris, man. I love competing. I love trying to get as high score as possible. I saw some of those scores.
It's ridiculous. Oh, for Tetris Effect.
Yo, you don't know how much it bugs me that I can't go after them.
It's crazy. And I think we watched, we were checking out the leaderboards. I can't remember which one. And it was for, oh my God, I can't remember.
But Master.
The top Master. Was it Master?
Wait.
I can't remember if it was Master or not, but a Marathon. I don't know, it was something.
It was something where you had to score... What was it? As many lines as possible within 2 minutes?
Within 2 minutes. Yo, and the top 10, there was maybe
one
US.
No. You know what it was? It's where the speed was super fast.
Was it sprint?
No, it wasn't sprint. It's something... I forget the game type, but man, this is terrible for a review.
I know.
But
this is pretty bad. Hey, okay, we've been drinking too.
Yeah, by the way, gentlemen's agreement is my podcast. It's a alcohol-based podcast where we review fine spirits.
Yeah, check it out.
And pop culture, and I kind of influenced the drinking for this review.
Yeah.
But... it's a game mode where the speed is ridiculously fast. You don't see a drop. You just have to look at the next piece and kind of guess where to go.
Mm-hmm.
But that mode, somebody had, I think number one had 216 lines.
I don't know how they did that. I don't know how.
Godfrey played it for a couple minutes as long as he could survive, and he only got like 30 lines or 36 lines.
It was too fast.
Yeah, but that was your first time playing it. I'm sure you can get used to it.
Actually, no. It was the one, the 3 minute one, to see how many lines you could do in 3 minutes. It was that one. I just can't remember the name of the class, the mode. But
yeah,
I was watching the leaderboards, and I'm like, yo, there's only one person from the U.S. in the top 10. Everybody else is from Japan. I'm like, wow, man, they're pretty good with this, man.
And you know what, Godfrey?
What's up?
I love being that guy from U.S. I love seeing my name there and seeing USA.
Yeah.
And just disrupting the whole flow of Japan. I do it in Mario Kart. I do it in games that I'm really competitive in Mario Kart, Tetris. Right now I try in fighting games, but I'm not that good. But like these are my games, yo. Like these
puzzle
are the ones
games
that
are
I
my thing.
Yeah,
it's
like
my thing.
Tetris is something where I throw myself, I consider myself one of the best out of everybody I know.
And look, this is a weird way to do a review because we're just talking about all kinds of stuff. But let's talk about Tetris Effect very quick right here.
If I had to speak on the game, we went on our history of how much we love the franchise. Yeah. But as far as Tetris Effect, I think this is a must buy if you're a fan
of Tetris.
Of Tetris, yeah. Of any puzzle game, you know what I mean? Like, these type of games are fun. Yes, there's no multiplayer, but you do have a huge variety of different game modes and new challenges, mm-hmm. leaderboards, things that you can compete in. And so what if you don't play with people, you know, that are in your house? They're going to want to compete too, and they're going to want to break the record.
We were passing the controllers last night.
Yeah,
multiple times.
My wife was playing.
Yeah. Yeah, my girl too, she played.
She loved the game. She loves Tetris too. She, you know, she doesn't like playing because I always backseat driver, you know, a little bit. But she's a huge fan of the series as well.
Yeah.
And when she was playing yesterday, she was super into it because the visuals.
And she barely plays video games.
The music, the vibration on the controller. Like, honestly, I'd probably turn that feature off because it freaks me out too much.
No, I like the vibration because when you play Tetris Effect and the controllers are shaking, it's going with the rhythm of the song that you're actually playing.
Yeah,
on that
but if you're trying to break somebody's record, don't do it because it's going to make your heart rate go up.
But I think it's good because I don't have VR, and this is like the closest I think I could, like, if
that gets a full experience.
Yeah, the full experience without the VR, you know, having it here. But I think it's dope, man.
And look, even without the VR, and we haven't experienced it yet, this is, to me, is almost a perfect Tetris game.
I do have a couple complaints, though.
Of?
Some of the levels, too distracting.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, the pieces.
I love, don't get me wrong, I love Tetris Effect, but I think, I mean, now I'm used to it.
I think that adds to the challenge, though. Like, it's something that Tetris players aren't used to.
And see, I was thinking about that, and then you brought that up last night, and I was like, okay, I can see why you're saying, because honestly, when you play every single Tetris, it's like
it gets repetitive, man.
It's very like the background is like it's plain. There's nothing there.
I haven't seen this much. Well, the thing is, I got lost sometimes. I'm playing at the highest speed because Godfrey, I talk a lot of smack. So Godfrey, I tell him to put it on the hardest difficulty. So he puts it on
expert, and you started from the beginning.
The first like six levels that I played.
No, you played more than that.
Played more, yeah. But the first six, I was playing, and I thought I was just going to focus on the Tetris pieces. You get lost in the background because it's so beautiful, and like the music and the environment and where you're at and like all the stuff that's going on in the back, you kind of forget what's going on.
That's what I'm saying. You get into this zone, man.
It's really good, yeah. So like in VR, I can imagine that thing is probably crazy.
And here's one thing that I have to give props to the developers of this game. It's Enhanced. They were the one that worked on this. There were some levels that the pieces was going super fast, right? And then the music changed, the level changed.
The
speed slows down, and you're like, slows down, and you're like, oh, snap. You know, because you're like, you get into this, like, you get so amped up because there's so much stuff going on because of the music. Mm-hmm. The pieces going fast. The background is freaking crazy. Then you go to the next level. And the speed, like, hey, don't worry. Let me calm you down.
Yeah. It messes with you a lot.
But then it comes back again out of nowhere.
I haven't had a game.
Fast again.
I haven't had a game attack me neurologically like this one in a long time. You know what I mean? Like, it hits me. Like, it gets all my senses.
That's why I'm saying that. And I think most of the other reviews have been saying the same thing, that this has been the best Tetris game since the original. And the reason why is that they took their time to do new things that we've never seen in a Tetris game. Because most Tetris game is like, oh yeah, four-player battle, things like that. Or go fast, competition, or, you know, cascade, modes like that. But there's nothing new. And this mm-hmm. thing has a lot of new things. And the one that I was like, wow, this is so dope, is the weekend event. You have 24 hours. Everybody got to get as many points as possible and from around the world, right? And you could even check out, like, the globe. You see people playing. You see, like, their avatar. If you reach that, if everybody reached 100% within 24 hours, you unlock, like, a special avatar, right?
Yeah, but
hold on. Last night, I finished the game. I finished the game a couple of days ago. Finished it. I played in so many different modes, whatever. Fine. I did the event. I finished the event that night. I turned it off because I had to watch a show. I turned it back on when you came, and I noticed, wait a minute, what's that level? 1989. I've never seen
that. Oh, unlocked, yeah.
They unlocked that level, in which I think there's going to be more levels in the future to unlock with that community.
You know what? If they keep that up and they keep releasing new levels.
Yo, it's freaking amazing.
It's something that you get your bang, you know, for your buck, and it's... It's a game that Tetris games haven't had that. They haven't had that constant update and new levels, new experiences.
Ever. I don't think ever.
I don't think, yeah. Like, when you buy a Tetris game, you buy what it is. That's it. You're stuck with that.
And you'll be lucky if they have, like, an update.
Exactly.
Do you remember when we got the Ubisoft Tetris game a year or 2 years ago? We were excited. Yo, Tetris. Mm-hmm. Remember, we were texting.
I bought it because you texted me, yo, it's released tonight. And I was like, yo, I'm buying it. Hop on.
Dude, I was up that night, downloaded it, played it. I played online with a couple other people. Mm-hmm. And I noticed people were cheating. I'm like, yo, what the hell? They were just pressing A. The pieces was going rotating the whole time, and they were not losing. I'm like, yo. So I hit up the Twitter account for that game. And like, yeah, an update's coming very soon.
Never. You
know, it's been 2 years. I've never seen an update for that game.
They
never fixed it.
They left that game for dead, dude.
That's why
pissed me off so much.
I hate that.
And you know what sucks? That's the only Tetris game I have on my Xbox.
That's pretty sad.
So I constantly play it, but I'm always offline. I never go online because you can't find the match. I remember one time I tested it. I was like, let me leave it on. So I turned it on. I put the matchmaking on, and I hop on my PC. I start making beats. I'm Googling, doing a bunch of stuff, watching anime.
No game.
2.5 hours later, not one game found.
Now, that's the thing, Nano. What is the point of having two-player online mode if it's like that? What is the point? If you're going to have that situation, I prefer
But that's this. Also because the game... I mean, yeah, they didn't show any love to the game, dude.
Nah, man. Yo, you could tell that
But the developers... But off the rip, this game already has more online content without two-player mode than any of the other Tetris games, which is embarrassing.
They put their heart and soul into this game, yo. Like, you could tell that it wasn't like, oh, this is not a regular Tetris. No, they really put into it, man. The pieces, every time you move it, go with the rhythm of the song. The special effects in the background, VR experience, community event, different modes, avatar. That makes me want to go back and unlock more avatars. Even if I don't be part of the weekend event, just single player, and that's it. Journey. Oh my God, there's so much stuff that
Tetris Effect offers a lot
for $40. $40, yo, yeah. It's the best Tetris, man, hands down.
And if you have VR, it's kind of a no-brainer. Do it. It's awesome. I want to experience it. I'm going to probably end up buying the damn VR just to come over here and play. And, like, I'm getting a PlayStation soon, so, like...
Black Friday, man. Perfect time.
Yeah, no, they have great deals. If I could find a PS4, a regular PlayStation 4, just, you know, under 200, I'm jumping on that first. Yeah. I don't need the Pro. I don't think I need that. Mm-hmm. But... This is a game that's going to make me buy a PlayStation again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love it. I love the experience. I've only had a few hours with it, and I'm thinking about buying a damn $200 system. You know what I mean? Like, and that's on sale. If anything, I'd probably buy the $400 version.
You know, I'm going to read a couple of the modes because we're going to wrap it up very soon. But Journey Mode is the campaign. Pretty dope. What was one of your favorite levels from playing the Journey Mode?
The one with fire. I think it was like level six or seven.
I don't want to spoil it on the podcast, but I'll say this. I mentioned it to my brother. I'm like, it's cool, right? That level. He's like, yeah, I really like it. The beat is cool.
It got intense.
Get ready. It's going to get pretty crazy. So prepare yourself.
I like that random mode that you put.
The random mode?
Yeah, well, the thing that Jenny was playing where it kept switching like every time it turned purple.
Oh, it's called mystery mode.
Mystery mode. Yo, yeah, that was dope. That was fun.
Honestly, that was one of my favorite modes.
And mystery was fun.
I played that a lot because that was part of the event. Because when they have the events, they change it up. They'll pick certain modes for that 24 hours.
Yeah, that's top. Yeah, that's top.
It's really cool. Effect modes is the one where there's different modes. Of course, you could play a marathon. Yo, there's even a theater mode. You don't want to play it. You just want to listen to the music and check out the background. Just press play and let it ride.
That's dope.
From the beginning to the end.
The effects in this game are awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, that's really cool. There's a relaxed one. There's another mode for Caro, your wife, she didn't want to play. Like,
oh, relax mode, yeah.
Relax. There's no game over. You mess up, that's fine. You keep on going. Weekend ritual is the one, the weekend events that happens every Saturday for 24 hours, and yeah, it's pretty dope, man. Anything else, Nano? I think this is
buy the game. If you have a PlayStation 4, you're a fan of the franchise. Mm-hmm. Buy Tetris Effect. You'll be happy. You won't be disappointed like all the other Tetris games that we've had to suffer through.
Yes,
this is totally worth it. It's a super, you know, must buy for me.
I'll say one more thing. All right, so when you unlock 1989, that's the original, my first game.
Okay, yeah, the original Tetris, yeah.
It's the same colors from the Game Boy mm-hmm. version, the music to it. And then when you go farther in the game, it like the original song from that game, it turns into like this remix version. And it's like, yo, this is crazy. You see people dancing from the game. You see the buildings. From the game mm-hmm. in there. It's freaking dope, man. 1989. That gave me so much memories, man.
It's dope, man. It's super nostalgic.
It's so good, yeah, my God.
Like, it hits every nerve, man. Like, I think this game, it got me back into the franchise. And, like, I haven't played a Tetris game in a while. And I've been stuck with that Ubisoft one for the Xbox. But this
is an awesome
transition into the new world of Tetris. And I hope they keep up with all the content and keep releasing stuff for it. Hopefully update a multiplayer sooner or later. You know, like, I'd love to come here and play local battle with you, but...
And if they don't?
If they don't, then whatever. Yeah,
we'll battle on leaderboards
are fine. Yeah, leaderboards are fine with me.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, you could do whenever you want, and it'll save it there, man.
Exactly.
So, cool, man. Nano, if people want to follow you?
Nano551 on all social media. Follow Gentleman's Agreement podcast.
Yes, Yes.
We'll be back soon. We took a month off to sober up for Soaptober, you know? No drinking for the entire month. It was rough.
November, December, it's a lot of drinking, man.
There is. There's a lot of debauchery going on.
Right. Any recommendations? People want, like, you know, the older crowd, over 21, they want to...
Anybody over 21, you want to buy something nice.
For the family, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
I always recommend Glenfiddich.
Okay.
It's my favorite single malt. Get somebody a nice little 15-year bottle. Somebody you care about, because it's not cheap.
Yeah.
You know, it's above $60, but you could find a little 15, 18-year bottle for somebody special. It's a great gift.
Cool. Awesome, man. All right, Nano. I'll see you online, man.
Peace.
Peace.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Remember, head over to gamertagradio.com, post your comments and feedback. You also can listen to us on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, and other podcast directories. Share with your friends, tell them about GTR, and at the same time, support us if you want to buy some t-shirts, because we're going to have a lot of Black Friday items on sale. So go right now to store.gamertagradio.com. That's store.gamertagradio.com. Once again, we're taking a week off and we'll be back after Thanksgiving. So everybody listening here in the States, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your Black Friday. Take advantage of the sales. Hit us up on Discord. Go to discord.gg/GTR and let us know what type of items, type of products you bought, games, TVs. Just let us know. And hopefully see you online. All right. Until next time, we're out. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio. If you'd like to donate and help us out for future events and more coverage, and also better audio equipment, head over to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.